We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Joining me now for this segment, I have anti-bullying advocate Kalyani Pardeshi, and she's the author of a new book called Unbullied, and she'll have some techniques for overcoming the effects and dealing with bullies. So thank you very much for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your own experience with bullying and what caused you to write this book.
Okay, so my name is Kalyani Pardeshi, and I was born in Central Africa, Zambia. I grew up in apartheid South Africa. And for a better non-race-based education, my parents sent me away to boarding school in a different country where I was subjected to bullying, severe bullying, including physical bullying. I was beaten up. I've been through pretty much all of it. What made me write this book was an anti-bullying workshop that I volunteered at in my daughter's school last year, where very well presented, everything was great. We talked about kindness. We talked about how bullying affects victims, and therefore we should not bully. In theory, it was absolutely wonderful. A week later, my daughter came to me, and she said to me, "Mommy, what's the point of all these anti-bullying workshops? The kids that are bullies are at it again." And that was like a kick to the gut to me. And I said, okay, I've had this lifetime of experiences. I've not only survived, I've thrived despite it. So what has become second nature to me are actually tools that can help people who are suffering in silence. And that's why I decided I'm going to pen down my experiences, the lessons I learned from it, and include an exercise in each chapter of my book to help readers develop the tools and skills that I have spent a lifetime developing.
Okay, so why do bullies bully, and what can we do about it?
So one of the things that was very interesting that came up in this workshop and in schools is whenever a child is cornered or called out for bullying, the first thing they say to the child is, you know, you should be kind to one another. It's the right thing to do. Nobody's understanding where this behavior is coming from or even trying to address it. But from my own experience, bullies bully for one of two reasons. It's coming from a place of fear. That's more in adults. While in children, it's coming from a place of hurt. Somewhere along the lines, they're dealing with their own emotional trauma and not coping with it, so they're venting out what they feel inside themselves. So when you approach a bully, the first thing you should say is, what's wrong? You know, why are you doing this? Because bullying is, you know, it's kind of like saying, I have a voice and my voice matters. Here I am. I exist. So if we recognize that and say, okay, we see you're trying to get noticed. How is it that we can help you with what's hurting you? Therefore, you don't have to make someone else feel the way you're feeling right now.
Okay, now, why is it that a lot of the time no one actually speaks up against bullying, and what can we do to change that?
The main issue is there are two fears with bullying. The first thing is that no one will believe you, because sometimes you find it hard to believe that you're going through that. Bullying is associated with a stigma in the sense that there is something wrong with you and that's why you're targeted. And I want to say right off the bat, there's nothing wrong with you. There's everything right with you. The other fear is that the bully will retaliate. How do we overcome these fears? Communication. You see, there's a huge gap where children are unable to say what's really happening to them because of these fears. What if we could give them the right words to say what they need to say to the people they need to say it to? And this is what I've done in my book. I actually have templates in the book which readers can swipe and write down clearly what's happening to them, how it's making them feel, what they would like to do about it, and what the end result should look like. Very clear communication, which unfortunately children do not have the emotional maturity to articulate themselves. So I put it out there, anyone who's suffering, this is what you do. Follow this step by step, and this is your next step. Follow up, this is what you do. I have given an immense amount of detail along with the templates on how to overcome these fears, and how to communicate, you know, to bridge that gap and to see the results that you want to see.
So that's great. You actually have step-by-step templates as to how to deal with bullies in your book.
Yes, I do.
Okay, now some people are bullied so bad that they think about ending their own life. Why is this not an option?
Well, I want to share my own personal experience here, if I may.
Sure.
When I was being severely bullied, I turned to somebody I trusted, and I asked for help. And this is why I feel my book is so important. When you turn to someone you trust, and they turn around and tell you, not once, but every single time, why don't you just go and die? But you choose not to, because you know that there's a reason you've been put on this earth. And for a 12-year-old, my 12-year-old self, to recognize that, I think, was a big deal. To recognize that this person I trusted was saying this, not because they really meant it. I think it's so important to understand that when someone asks you to hurt yourself, they're doing it because they realize they can't get to you. They cannot affect you the way they want to affect you, so they're just taking this as a last-ditch attempt to hurt you. And if you actually follow through with their words, then you are letting them win. The second most important thing to recognize here is while you're going through all this trauma, there are people that love you. The problem is we're so focused on the trauma that we forget that there are people who love us. How will they cope without us? Imagine them living without you. Imagine them living with the guilt that they had the power to help you, but they couldn't because they didn't really know what was happening. And again, it comes back to communication, which I have included in my book. Remember the people who love you, because you don't want them living a day without you.
So you actually had somebody say that to you. That's terrible for a 12-year-old to hear those words, and quite remarkable that you were able to overcome them and move forward.
Thank you. It was hard. It was very, very hard. That person has since apologized, and they actually admitted to me that the reason they said that is because they were being teased because I turned to them. I was the butt of all jokes. I was the weirdest one in school. So if I turned to anyone, they were targeted.
Great. Now, if someone has been bullied, how can they rebuild their self-confidence and self-esteem?
The thing about that is it starts purely with understanding and recognizing that none of this is your fault. I think what happens is that a lot of people, when they've been bullied, they feel that, okay, this is my fault. You know, I've done something to deserve this. You know, this is karma. I speak about it in great detail in a section in my book called How Do You Move On? So the first thing is, you know, it's not your fault. You've got to literally look at yourself and say, it's not your fault. Don't try to find logic behind the pain. There is no justification. It happened because you're more normal than your bullies are. The second most important thing is recognize that you are a hero, because it takes a special kind of a person to face bullying and survive it. You choose to keep trudging forward. You see yourself as a hero. You get up and you put one foot in front of the other. Remember, hurt people don't, happy people don't hurt other people. Your bully is an unhappy person. The next step is forgive yourself. As a victim of bullying, it's so normal to blame yourself for what happened, and I did that for many years. I have this thing where I actually, sometimes when I'm feeling low, I just look in the mirror and I say positive words to myself. So in that case, look in the mirror and say, I forgive you. You need to shift that energy. Forgive yourself. And then, very, very important, seek out people who love you and surround yourself with them, because you are the average of the five people you spend most time with. Let them be your family members, you know, be with your parents, be with your cousins, be with your uncles and aunts, with your grandparents, you know, coaches, educators, whomever they are, surround yourself with these people and just remind yourself how much you are loved. And the other most important thing in this is seek out activities that make you happy. Painting, pottery, sports, singing, dancing, anything that taps into the creative side of your mind. Because when you immerse yourself in the energy of creation, it washes out all those negative feelings associated with bullying. Keep trying different things until you find what speaks to you. Personally, I started playing badminton, and I ended up joining the badminton team in university, and I was ranked second.
Great. Now, how does bullying leave lifetime scars and affect one's behavior?
The saddest thing about bullying is that we internalize what our bullies say about us. We believe their words about us, and then this becomes our reality. This is how we start to change who we are in order to silence our bullies. We may change the way we talk, the way we dress, our behavior, in futile attempts to put an end to the bullying. I've heard of people who refuse to be photographed because some of the names they were called as teenagers, their bullies' words still affect them, even 20 years later. Bullying can also give rise to people-pleasing behavior. I was personally guilty of this, simply because we want to be liked and accepted. Boundaries aren't set, and this can lead to disastrous outcomes. So it's so important to recognize when you feel that you're doing something. Ask yourself, am I doing this because it makes me happy, or am I doing this because I want to be liked and accepted?
Great words to live by. Now, kids aren't the only ones that suffer from bullying. Adults bully as well. What can we do about a bullying adult?
A bullying adult, the most important thing to recognize in this case is that bullies, adults who are bullies actually do it from a place of fear. We hurt what we fear. We try to control something that we're afraid of. Now, I faced discrimination and isolation in the workplace in post-apartheid South Africa. I clearly knew that my coworkers and bosses were struggling with the changes in the new South Africa. And unfortunately, these fears at that time were not addressed, while they can be through workshops, you know, through even just communicating with HR. But however, like I say, most people wouldn't admit to having these fears as it makes them vulnerable. So it's easier to find a way to attack somebody you're afraid of, someone they deem as a source of their fears. So let's focus on addressing these fears in a non-confrontational setup such as a workshop, which is held consistently throughout the year. Change can definitely come about, but it's so important to recognize the fear, that the bullying is coming from a place of fear and a desire to control.
Okay, now why are anti-bullying techniques taught in the schools not as effective as they could be, and what would you suggest they do?
So what I have seen, and I stand to be corrected on this, is that most of the anti-bullying techniques taught in school focus on being kind to one another while understanding the ill effects of bad behavior on one another. The crucial point that's missed in all of this is asking the tough question, why do bullies bully? So instead of reprimanding a bully on their bad behavior, the focus should be on understanding why they feel the need to behave in this way to start with. Often, the answer can be found in the bully's immediate environment. They're battling their own trauma, which isn't being addressed. And hence, they give out the only thing they have to give, which is hurt and pain. One of the things I would love to see happening in school, and it really doesn't cost a penny, is meditation. There's this app that my children both use. It's called Stop, Breathe, Think. And it literally makes you stop, breathe, and think about what you're doing. If we can bring that self-awareness in children, just the meditations are short. They're like maybe 5, 7 minutes, 10 minutes at most. What if we, you know, do that during recess, do that, you know, in quiet reading time? Just give them that quiet moment to stop, breathe, and think.
Okay, so where can we get a copy of your book, Unbullied?
My book is available on Amazon, and it is on pretty much all the marketplaces on Amazon. And the name is Unbullied, 14 Techniques to Silence the Critics Externally and Internally.
Okay, great. Now, if there's one last point you could make about your book and how it helps deal with bullies, what would that be?
It would be the simplicity of it. The one thing that has been ranted and raved about, I had a journalist from Hollywood Times write a review for my book, and the first thing she said is, your book is a game changer. It is literally a step-by-step guide. While I've spoken to so many journalists, all of them just say there's so many policies and procedures, why don't they work? It's because it's legalese. What if we just talk in a language that children understand and say, do step A. Step A doesn't work, do step B. Step B doesn't work, do step C. But there's always a solution. We've just got to focus on it. So I would say the simplicity of it is really appealing to readers.
Anti-bullying advocate Kalyani Pardeshi, author of the new book, Unbullied, and she's been sharing some of her techniques for overcoming the effects of bullying. So thank you very much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. You have yourself a great day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.